All right, and we're back. And that long 42-second silence was because I thought we were on the air. We were chatting, and
we weren't.
We weren't on the air because the microphones weren't on.
Oh,
so because I'm a genius.
Yes, you are.
And according to John Wilkerson, he likes it when I do this.
So I'm going to do that more.
So that's just for John. Thank you very much.
Coupon Squirrels.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it.
It sounds like it's in a box. My God, it's
a secret. Doesn't sound right. Compartment. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent. And that's the music doesn't sound right.
Better stop it then.
I don't know what's going on. I don't have time to figure it out, though. So on with the show we go.
Yes.
We're playing,
we got calls.
We are playing catch up with the calls yesterday and today. Yesterday we were rewarded with that.
With a new caller.
Three calls from Stavine, five calls from John Wilkerson, and a new caller. So that was very encouraging.
That made it all worth it.
You know, you'd think we didn't love John and Stavine.
I know.
But we do.
We do.
We do. No, wait a second. Let me try again. No, we do.
We really do.
We do. Did that sound convincing?
Yep.
Okay. So we have lots more calls to get to, and we're trying to play catch up and get to all of them.
All right.
We're going to try. Our goal that me and Faith have discussed in deep detail is that once a week we really want to do a marriage show, a romantic marriage show, because we really, you know, that we enjoy doing that. We enjoy talking about it. We enjoy, you know, that's really what the Lord has laid on our hearts to do. So, so one day a week we're going to negate calls and we're going to do a romantic marriage show.
And maybe another day of the week we'll negate calls because we might have something to say.
So, I doubt that.
Just saying.
Seriously doubt that.
Sometimes I have things to say.
Well, you can do that off air. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say.
They do too.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. No, wait, let me try again. That was a joke.
Ha 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 ha. Yeah, and you really like to hear John's calls.
I do. I like to hear you talk too, though. We went out on a date Friday night, and she had her hair cut all, like, you know, this new style. And she had it all curly. And it had, like, ringlets in it and stuff. And I felt like I was 12. Oh, not 12.
That's just gross.
14.
That's gross.
14.
14?
Uh-huh.
Why'd you feel like you were 14?
Because that was like a whole weird feeling inside, just standing next to you. Like I used to do when I was 14 and would be around girls and go, she's pretty. Pretty girl, talk to me.
Oh my goodness.
I'll never forget. This is exactly the way it was, okay?
Oh man.
I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a big crush on a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. I won't give names.
No.
No. So I was on the crush on this cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I got up my nerve to ask her to sign my yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I saw her in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to her and said, will you sign my yearbook? And she smiled real big. And she said, sure. And she knelt down right there in the middle of the hall and got out a pen, like in the middle of the hall, and signed my yearbook.
Was she older than you?
No, she's my age.
Okay.
I had a crush on her since fifth grade. And this was seventh grade.
Mm.
And she signed my yearbook right in the middle of the hall. And I just remember being embarrassed
mm-hmm.
and excited
mm-hmm.
that that she considered me important enough to stop down in the middle of the hall. And I mean, you know, I'd never talked. She didn't know I had liked her or anything.
You're right.
And so anyway, it was one of those moments, yeah. And so that feeling
uh-huh.
was the same feeling I had when you going out on a date with me for uh-huh. because I was like, I don't deserve to go on a date with such a pretty girl. I don't understand. This is embarrassing.
Oh my goodness! So, it's good to know. I still bring it out of you. Good to know.
Yep. Yeah. Then I threw up and I felt better.
Gross.
My wife did not say the camers or lamers. That she wouldn't say something like that.
She did. redshiftpodcast.com, episode number 3, I believe. Two or three. I think it was 3.
Kitch says she didn't say it.
That is slander, Brad.
No, she said it. Go back and listen to your own show, buddy.
And well, at least I don't think she said it.
Yeah, see, now.
And also, I'm not the one that tried to prank call you, so I'm glad I'm not getting any of these phone calls that are destined to happen to someone with another area code or whatever. And thanks for thanks, Faith, for revealing my area code. You know, that's awesome. You know, now they only have, like...
They're so super paranoid. They don't even use their real names
on
their show.
That's so funny. Nobody's going to find you.
Swifty and Kidge is there. Well, actually, he calls her Aether Swift or something.
But we go with Swifty.
Yeah, it's Swifty because I can't say big long words. It's got over 3 syllables. I can't do that.
It didn't work.
7 other numbers to guess. Right.
I didn't give out those numbers. They're the ones that matter.
I think I'm done now.
Okay, I'll give you their middle 3 numbers.
No, you will not.
It's 4.
Stop it.
Funny. I'm sorry. There's a 3.
Oh, would you stop?
I'm waiting for another call to tell him. I love Kidge. We got to go out with Kidge again soon.
But yeah, but you know, he doesn't think we went to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a very nice Mexican restaurant, I guess. Next time we'll have to go to a nicer place. Sorry, we slummed it with you.
You can't win.
Hey, Brad and Faith.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Hey,
it's Jose Torres. I caught up on a few of his shows this week, and they were really good. Are you okay? Why are you cleaning out your ears in the middle of the show?
I'm not. I'm trying to take my earring off, but it won't come off.
Because it's grown into your ear.
I think so, and it's got nastiness.
That's pretty disgusting. I do feel sick in my stomach now.
It won't come off.
Okay, well, we'll work about it. We'll work on it later.
You might have to yank it out.
Okay. So I was listening to Jose Torres' show, which is the True Love show.
It's a good show.
That's right. It's.
I've never heard it, but it's a good show.
That's so sad. You don't listen to other people's shows. You know what? I'm gonna put one, because it's a True Love show, and I'm going to put one of his gooder shows.
His gooder shows?
Yeah, I'm going to put one of his gooder shows on my iPod, and we're going to listen to it on Date Night. How you like them apples?
Okay. You do that after you make my playlist that you're going to do for working out.
Yep.
How's that going for you?
I've got 42 songs.
How's that working for you? Yeah, but you haven't done it. You haven't put it on my iPod.
I put it on your computer. You haven't synced your iPod?
Oh, I guess I could do that. Yeah, but there's not lists. Did you put them in like...
Yeah, it's a playlist. That's what a playlist is. It's a list.
No, I mean, did you put them like in like 30-minute sections or... You know, running at 7 miles an hour. Here's a good
no,
list of songs.
No, I didn't
That's
break
what
them
I
up
wanted.
That way. You're gonna have to work with me on that one because I can't do that by myself.
Okay.
This is what she wants. She wants fast songs for 7 minutes, and then slow songs, and then a medium songs for 7 minutes, and then fast songs for 7 minutes. See how hard it is to get those songs?
No, I actually don't want it for 7
blocks of time.
I want fast songs for 5 minutes. I want intervals. I want an interval playlist.
Okay. I'm doing my best.
That's all I'm saying.
But you got to sit down and work with me on that, because I can't just, in my head, figure out what's a running song and what's a walking fast song.
Okay. What was Kidge saying?
No, we were talking to Jose Torres.
Oh.
So I was catching up on his shows this week. And they were really good. And so I called in on one of his shows. I don't remember which one it was. So.
Oh, okay.
So this is him.
I know.
Oh, and he's at mylifeministries.org/truelove.
See, a funny thing happened.
On the way to the...
You know how you got that infection a while back? Or
infections aren't
whatever.
Funny. I think you need to read...
His ear infection.
Maybe
that
you need
ear
to look
infection
up
you got?
The word funny.
On your ear, and then they had to suck the living heck out of you.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me.
Yeah, that was great.
That was funny because it happened to me.
Yeah.
Man, I think that stuff is contagious because...
Did you get the air fuck from me?
I woke up Sunday morning with a heck of a lot of pain on my ear, and I couldn't hear nothing from that ear, so I couldn't play in church because I'm a musician. But I couldn't play because I couldn't hear nothing. And
he's a magician at his church.
A magician? Huh? Really?
Yeah. He does magic tricks for the Lord, I guess.
It was funny. But, man, so I went to the hospital... and they had a little gun, and they started like throwing water into my ear and sucking it all up.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's still not the thing they did to you, Brad. They said if it doesn't get fixed by today, they are gonna have to send me to the ENT specialist,
I went to the ENT specialist here in town. His name is Dr. Sargent, and he's really good. Mm-hmm. You should come check him out. Do you trust an ENT with a hearing aid?
Of course.
Okay. Because he has hearing aids.
Okay. Is that a bad thing?
Well, I don't know. Do you trust a diet doctor who's fat?
No.
Okay.
No,
then why would you trust an ENT with a hearing aid?
Well, he can't help it that he can't hear. I mean,
he's an ear doctor.
He didn't make himself not be able to hear.
It's like, I don't know if you trust an ear doctor with a hearing aid. Just kind of weird.
It's not the same thing.
It's not?
No.
They're going to suck the living heck out of me, too. So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen.
He sounds kind of stuffed up
with this ear infection.
It's really loud, too, isn't it, Jose? It's really loud when they start sucking. They put a vacuum cleaner in your ear. And it's... Oh, sorry. Except really, really loud. It's like that. Except really, really loud.
Yeah, let's not do it really loud.
Okay, no. Just kidding. But that sucks, man. It's painful. All right. I'll see you guys later. I'm getting better.
Good. So, I hope so.
You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Jose. We'll be praying for you. I'll add you to the prayer list. You and your era. So.
Dude, Brad, you listen to... chill music too when you're at work?
Oh yeah.
I totally know what you mean. I'm not listening to podcasts and that sort of stuff. Now, do you like have like a CD in your iPod or something? I said like twice. but do you have a CD on your iPod or something like that, or do you listen to internet radio stations? The one I tend to listen to is Groove Salad.
Yeah.
From like Soma.fm or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Groove Salad. It's ambient chill. Oh yeah. So yeah, I totally understand. Faith, don't knock it because it.
She doesn't
totally
like it.
I didn't knock it.
Sort of mental mindset to deal with.
Mental
I'm
mind
not knocking it. I'm just
that
saying that's what he does.
I totally understand.
I didn't say anything negative about it.
Thank you.
What did you think? Woo! I said anything negative? Woo! I didn't
right,
say anything
I'm done
negative.
With the, acting like a stoner.
Okay.
Now. So,
good.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. No, I listen to XM Chill, which is on XM Radio.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
And then I have my own playlist on my iPod that I listen to. And then I do it on Pandora. I have a station on Pandora I listen to that I made up myself out of different likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
So I'll share that radio station on Pandora with anybody that wants it. They can send me an email, brad.mcfadden@gmail.com, and. I can send you my Pandora station. It's just chill music. It's a lot of, let's see, 07. And who else is in there? Morcheeba. And a lady named Sky. And let's see. Oh, it's right here in front of me. Why am I trying to guess? I've got my iTunes open. I said it was. There it is. Chill. Okay. Bittersweet, Amok Vibes, Apex Dimension, Frau Frau, or Fru Fru, however you want that. Everything But the Girl. Why is Gene Scott in there? That's not good. Love Spirals, which is a really cool band. And then I bought a Chill Out Classics CD called Ministry of Sound. It's a various artist collection, which gave me a lot of cool bands, which led me in a lot of different directions, like Massive Attack and Roy Scopp, Skopp. So that's just a few that I really like. Sierra, Moloko, the Moby, Moon Theory. Sappington.
Cool.
Oh, Telepop Music. I forgot about Telepop Music. Telepop Music is one of my favorite. I really dig them. See, this is one of their really good ones right there.
I brought you something close to me. Left for something new. See through your head.
Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It gets faster because there's like a beat in it. See?
I'm used to it better.
And that's called Breathe. Also, I really like Thievery Corporation. This is one of their like biggest hits called Lebanese Blonde. So anyway, this is the kind of music I listen to all day at work, because it really puts me, I can ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pleasant to listen to, but I can ignore it. And it took a while for me to figure out exactly what kind of music I liked
right.
to listen to during the day so that I could focus on my work and yet have something that kept me from my mind from wandering.
Hmm.
Yes. There you go.
Very good.
So what were we talking about?
We were doing calls. I don't even remember anymore. I think my blood pressure dropped.
I think she just lost it.
Whew.
She was like with me and then she's gone.
Yeah.
Is it because you're trying to get that thing out of your ear?
Why would that cause anything?
I don't know.
Big C. And catching up with the 2BS show this week. And honestly, I thought it was the BS stood for something else. My bad. You know, got hooked in under false premises. But whatever. It's a good show.
Okay. That's one of those private jokes that you don't, that I put in there, but nobody's supposed to bring up because it's just for our own personal giggles. You bring it up, I got to change it.
No, I'll listen. But my money and the Brad McFadden versus Jen, the terrorist Avila, on the lyrics, depending on the set of lyrics, and if you picked an independent party to select the lyrics, I think my money would be on the terrorist. I think she might cheat a little bit and take it down. So if you pick the lyrics, then of course you'd win. She picks them, she wins. Neutral party?
Yeah, it'd have to be a neutral party.
Well, Dave would have to do it.
No, Dave would cheat. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
He might, actually.
No, he wouldn't. He's been very honest about this game. He's been very fair.
He'd be good. Because he doesn't know. She doesn't always get them all.
And I know Jim well enough. She wouldn't cheat either.
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't even let Dave cheat.
No. Because she wouldn't want to win under false pretenses.
Right. But I haven't heard back from that challenge.
No.
So I assume
she's too busy making coffee.
Well, that's sort of their thing. And yeah. I don't want to intrude on their thing. I mean, that's their thing. But I am good at it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I scare Faith sometimes.
He does.
So, just want to put my two cents in there.
And I play along with their game, and I get when I play along with their game, I get usually more than she does.
Mm-hmm.
on some of the shows, because some of them are like obscure, mm-hmm. and I'm really into the obscure.
Yeah.
But when it gets down to a certain class, like the 80s,
yeah,
she's way better than me.
Yeah.
When I say
because pop stuff, because you don't pay attention.
When
to
I say I get more than her, I didn't mean that. I meant on certain shows I get more than her with the obscure stuff, but on the main pop stuff, she's better than me because she can remember like a Morrissey song that I had no care about or whatever. Even if it's a Michael Jackson song, she'll get it, that it was Michael Jackson, and I'll get it. I'll have the remake in my head. You know?
Maybe there should be a third party. Yeah, I'm always an advocate of third party in politics. Maybe it should be an independent party in this runoff here. Just saying. So,
Give it up. Ow. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
By the way, this was Stavine.
No, that wasn't Stavine. That was Big C. Thank you, Big Z. I don't think he's ever called in before. Yay, another new caller. All right.
What else you got?
Oh, I guess that one was a no call. That was a call with no call in
that it. Was a nothing call.
That was a call with no... Oh, this is another nothing call because it's only 16K. Yep.
That's it.
My microphone is at the beach again today.
Mm. It's a good day.
Brevin, Faith, and Amy, I just love to tell you, Brevin, I do find your new voice very sexy. Do you think we could get together sometime and eat an apple? Okay, let me know what you think.
Oh my goodness, what was that? Some robot finds my voice very sexy.
Oh, that's funny.
That was funny. I could barely hear it. But.
Hey guys, this is Lauren from DC. I just wanted to say that I love you guys' podcast. I just finished listening to the show that you did with your brother. That was so funny. He really sounds like a great guy. Is he married? I know that you guys have been trying to fix up Amy. Oh, by the way, hi, Amy. I was just wondering if you could fix me up with him. He sounds so smart and funny. I bet he's really hungry. Okay, well, thanks for all you can do for me. Love you guys.
love Jen. Love Carrie, love Jen.
Yeah, that had to be from them.
Yeah, that reeked of them.
They're funny.
I'm proud in faith. This is Steve. I'm from Romania. I just wanted to tell you that I think when you talk about Carrie are the best bits. Well, that's all I had. You all keep up the good work. Later.
Yes, my brother is some kind of special. And when I mean special, when I say special, I mean special. Oh, yeah. He's too funny. Oh, he kills me. That special McFadden humor, you know?
Yeah. Nothing better.
Hi, Brad. It's Chris.
Chris Martens!
Chris Martens is in the house!
With you. After listening to the latest episode, and being from Seattle, I think I can talk with pretty much confidence on this one. You do realize that they do make a great variety of decaf coffees that taste just as good as the regular coffee, just without all the high caffeine.
No, it tastes different.
That apparently is making you all stressed out and crazy.
I'm not stressed out and crazy! What is wrong with people?
Faith, may I suggest that you look into this and switch Brad over to a decaf variety?
No!
To help level out his moods and not
I
make
know.
Him feel,
he just gets out of control.
Brad-like. So.
Brad-like? Mm-hmm. Did he say Brad-like? I get Brad-like?
Yes.
Are people using that in their everyday lives now?
That's a word.
That was so Brad-like of
you. That's a term. So I was so Chris, you'll like this. I was doing a
Will I like this?
No, not really. I was doing a metabolism test. Not that anybody, you know, normal people do this, but I do. So,
this is what she does for fun.
This is what I do for fun. So, and I was checking, and I'm a normal metabolizer. And so I was doing a test for Brad, and he turned out to be a slow metabolizer, which means that he should not have caffeine.
I've taken a lot of tests where I turn out to be slow.
He should not have caffeine. So
yeah,
see,
I'm not
this works.
Because
it's bad for his metabolism. It actually makes it worse, which is, isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird?
It's backwards.
Like helping you guys out. That's, you know, Brad, last thing I want to hear is like an embolism exploding in your head and just a popping sound on two blind squirrels harrowing.
That would be funny. People would love that.
So I'm getting
the end of the show.
Getting
so.
Decaf.
Let's not have your head blow up on podcast. All right. Thanks.
Most of my
listeners, I'll do what I can.
Most of my listeners are waiting in bated breath for that.
They
to
are.
Happen.
They actually will think
that's the
funny.
Only reason they listen to the show. They're just waiting for the day when my head blows off.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just
blows
excited.
Blows up or blows off.
Whatever. Either's right. Good, either. I'm sure.
Hey.
I'm just saying. Can I get that breakfast blend and decaf, I hope?
I hope so.
Maybe I'll have to do that for you.
No, thank you.
No caffeine for you.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Deanna from Spokane.
Deanna.
It's Deanna from Spokane, Washington.
I just got done listening to your show on romantic marriage, and I just wanted to say I thank you for continuing romantic marriage, and it's extremely important. And I'd like to share a little bit about me. So,
okay, this sounds personal. Everybody, put down their funny hats.
So. Bear with me for a few minutes. This call is going to be a little longer than normal, but I'll try to keep it as short as I can and to the point. So anyway, my husband and I have been married for almost 16 years now, and 2 years ago we got to a point in our life that I felt that we needed to separate. There were some major changes there was some unwillingness to make those changes. So I took it upon myself and moved out. The kids and I moved out, and we were separated for 6 months. And I don't suggest, I don't condone leaving unless there's just absolutely no reason for or no way to reconcile. So anyway, that said, I left with the intention of bringing our marriage back together and working separately and then bringing our family together and working together. Well, it has been 2 years, and it's been about a year and a half since we've been back together. And our marriage is stronger now than it ever has been. And I think that has been our reliance upon God and knowing that we still love each other. So that being said, that's a little background into where we are. As far as holding hands, and you said that people who have been married for a while don't even think about it. I don't think about it. I just automatically grab his hand, grab his arm. He puts his arm around me. So we don't think about it. We just do it. And it has become habit. But each time, it's still, you know, it's such an important part of both of our lives. So that's my thing on holding hands and touching. And, yeah. So I also wanted to put a challenge out there to everyone who is married. I'd like to challenge everybody to let other people know why you still love or what made you fall in love with the person that you fell in love with, your husband or your wife, and let others know good things about your spouse. I know you guys talked about you know, having the trust not to put them down. I think it's also having the trust that they're going to lift you up and exalt you. I don't know if exalt's the right word, but lift you up to their friends. Facebook, I've been really trying to lift Philip up to my Facebook friends and let them know that how much I do love him. And that has stemmed from some friends of ours, some really close friends in my life. I have two couples that Philip and I are friends with, and they're separating. And one of them is it's just devastating. One we kind of saw coming, the other just totally blindsided us. And it's hard because there's such a friendship there and there is such admiration for this couple. They've just been really close to our family and everything. And so we're just praying for them. And I'm, you know, we're taking, what's the word? We're taking inventory of our marriage and making sure that our marriage is in the right place. And it's easy when you see others struggling. It's easy to find the issues that you have in your life, and those issues tend to get big. And so we're keeping those the tension under control and taking inventory on where we're at. And I would like to challenge the married people that are listening to your show to do that, to take inventory and take stock of where their lives are at and where they are in their marriage and lift the other person up and lift your marriage up and give your marriage to God and keep God the center of your marriage because it is so important. Also, I was praying and I don't know how many other people have friends that are struggling and I was praying about it and really praying to God and just asking God what he would have me do with our friends. And one person in one of our friendships stepped out of the marriage and chose infidelity. And in praying for that, God led me to not condemn or condone the situation on either side. Don't take sides, but to pray for strength and to pray for reconciliation. And it may not be reconciliation with the family, but reconciliation to God and to come alongside each person that's involved and the whole family and come alongside and lift them up in prayer and stay in contact and stay, you know, let them know that God loves them and that you love them. And that's the take I'm coming at it. Don't condemn and don't condone. Don't take sides. just show Christ's love and come alongside and lift each party up and show love and support. So anyway, that's kind of my take. That's been really heavy on my heart, and I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you. I would ask for prayer for all the marriages that are represented through the listeners on your show and those that are close to them. So anyway, that's it. Sorry it was so long, but I really felt God putting it on my heart. So anyway, I love you guys. I love what you're doing. Thank you so much. Dios con Dios.
Bios con Dios.
Thank you.
We don't, our show, the romantic marriage idea, the romantic marriage show that we do is really focused on healthy marriages. It's mm-hmm. focused on marriages that are okay, but want to be romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not, this advice is not to fix problems. It's just to make your marriages mm-hmm. more romantic.
Right.
And if you have problems in your marriage, please don't think that our romantic marriage advice is going to fix them. Okay. You need to go to the Lord. And we've counseled many couples in marriage problems. And the reason why we don't want to do that on the show is because it's a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's maybe right for one, I'm the worst marriage counselor in the world. Okay. I'll tell you right now. Because I'm going to tell you the exact opposite of what you want to hear. And the people that I've counseled in marriages, I mean, they have to be committed to – because I'm going to tell them – I'm going to be as honest to them as I can. I'm not there to console them, and Faith just – it drives her crazy because she's like, you're so mean. And I'm like, well, I'm honest. And if they're thinking about getting back with their husband, I'm usually going, why are you doing that? You know, why? What's changed? What you know, because I want them to really think through why there's no point in getting back together if it's just going to prolong the cycle. And it's different in every case. Maybe there's not a cycle. Maybe it's a one-time event. So that's what I'm saying. Marriage counseling is something that needs to be done with a true focus on the Lord and a guiding from the Holy Spirit and a spirit of reconciliation and a lot of prayer and a lot of honesty and brutal. To me, I'm a brutal, honest counselor, and Faith is a more of a sit there and listen and pray for person. And she's honest too, though. You're honest.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that's why we don't do that on the show, and I don't think that we will ever do that on the show. If you have a specific need, you want to be counseled, me and Faith have both counseled many couples, many of which are still together, believe it or not. so if you have problems you want to talk to us about, us, you know, personally, we'd be glad to do that. But for this show, this romantic marriage show is about healthy marriages who just want to be more romantic and stay romantic and go back to being romantic like they were in the beginning, because love comes from love. And you know, the problem with the English language is there's too many words. We use love for too many things.
Mm-hmm.
And love is a decision. You know, some people say love is a decision you have to make every morning. Well, that's true, but love is also an emotion that you mm-hmm. feel after somebody expresses love towards you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so there's all different kinds, and a good marriage is focused on God, which is the center of all love, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's move along.
Well, I think
we got to move along. No, we got to get through. We're barreling.
Okay.
Yeah, we're barreling.
We're hit 30 minutes, aren't we?
Yeah, but we only have a few more calls left, and we're done.
Oh, okay.
And we promised we would do that, and so we're gonna.
All right.
Okay, let's see here. What we got going on? I'll give you a short one.
Christy doesn't have a Mac because our household hates Macs, and there's nothing a Mac can do that a PC can't do. It's not also better. So that's why Christy doesn't use a Mac, because Windows can be better. And there's nothing they can't do a PC can't do also. So there.
He took that awful personally. Good grief.
I guess.
Golly.
Once you use a Mac, you'll understand.
Yep. That's all, that's all I can say. Tell
you. It's like arguing with atheists. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like once, you know, you can't understand it from the outside.
Until you've been
you
converted.
Need the Holy Spirit to understand Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Once you've been converted, it's all different.
It's so blasphemous.
Brad, why are you throwing my wife under the bus? Well, what's going on, man?
Who's this?
The kids.
Okay.
Because you told him she was
blame
not to listen to the show, and you were horrible to him.
When was I horrible?
I don't know. Whenever we last week, I don't know. They all meld together. I have no idea.
Mexican food.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, the Mexican
show,
food.
Yeah.
That. I did throw her under the bus. Yeah. I didn't throw her under the bus. I was just calling out what she said.
High scale Mexican food is somewhat rare from, I guess, where we live. Blue Mesa didn't really count because it's like New Age.
New age Mexican.
Yes, they cook it in the back with crystals.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
High scale, whatever. And so
has he been to
like,
Mi Cocina?
I didn't really even consider that Mexican food. It was like Mexican-esque. It was like New Age Mexican. And then Taco...
What's he talking about? We had burritos.
We need to take you to Mi Cocina.
Oh, I agree. It's not Mexican food. It's like a mockery of Mexican food because it has a whole bunch of crap in it, and that's what we were talking about. It's all fake food and gross and not even fit for human consumption.
They have a new taco called the Blackjack Taco.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The shell is black.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a
blue corn. It's blue corn thing.
The shell is black. Doesn't
it's blue.
Consumption. And
it's not Blue Jack.
It's blue.
Oh, yeah. You're only half a listener because you turn us off halfway through. So, yeah.
I turn you off because I can no longer understand what you're saying.
Because he doesn't understand lamer gamers. What? You're quoting you.
That's why you don't really count as half a listener. But we mentioned you by name multiple times in our podcast, like almost every episode. So come on, man. And
yeah, but I'm not supposed to mention your name.
Yeah.
Because you don't go by your name.
What was the other one?
It's oh, not
yeah,
really
Windows
your
7.
Name.
I do have Windows 7. I've been running the
release
for a couple months now. And so Windows 7.
You didn't say that on the show. You just she said she didn't have Windows 7, but you recommended it. You didn't tell me you had Windows 7.
You got to be more specific with this podcast.
He did on a Twitter later when he got mad at me. Yeah. He's very irritated with me right now.
It is awesome. I work on Windows 7 every day, too. So
I'm sorry. All I can do is apologize. It's not my fault, though.
I didn't invent it.
Who are you to tell me that Windows 7 is not
awesome? Taking this very personal.
It is. And I don't want to go through the process of trying to find drivers for my wife's awesome...
I'm trying to think how much time we've spent looking for drivers since we got our Mac.
Never. Never.
Let me think for a minute.
I've never had to look for anything.
We hooked up our printers. They just worked, right?
Just worked. Just printed. Worked,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I plugged that little camera in, you know, and said, did I have to look for a driver? No, I think it just worked.
It just worked.
Yeah,
just like everything does.
Yeah, I plugged in that wireless mouse.
It just worked.
It just worked.
No drivers. No.
I didn't have no problems with that.
No issues. Does it get slow?
No, I haven't had any.
I've never had to end task ever.
I haven't had to reboot my machine because of the only time I have to reboot is when I like do an upgrade to the operating system.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't ever reboot.
No.
It's not like I have to reboot four times. Now I admit XP was fairly stable. When I say fairly stable, my one at work is fairly stable. Yeah. But that's because it's behind a firewall and doesn't have all that Norton crap running on it.
Yeah.
You know, it all runs on the firewall before it gets there. So
it was better.
Because that stuff, that's where all your problems are on Windows. Because what happens is that if you get a virus or you get some kind of worm or something, Norton has to scan everything that comes in, which
and
makes
your machine slower.
It takes up resources. And so anyway, the point is that once it finds a problem and you tell it to fix it, well, then you've got a permanent issue in your machine because it's not really fixed. I don't know if you know or understand all that, but something got infected and then it got cleaned. Well, it's sort of like...
It's been put in like some kind of weird vault.
If you get cancer and like a little spot on your skin, you go to the doctor, he cuts it off. Well, there's a piece missing, okay, once you got it cut off. Well, that's the same way. That's why Windows, you have to, if you're really going to use Windows, you have to reload the entire system about once every 6 months. Sorry, am I sorry.
Now you're getting all...
I'm getting all worked up.
You're getting all defensive.
Gaming laptop from Toshiba. I don't want to try to find Linux drivers for that, so, yeah.
You don't have to find Linux drivers. You just load Ubuntu, period. End of story. Done. I did it with Helen's machine the other day. She's got an old Acer machine from Walmart. It runs like a champ. It's awesome. She's in heaven now.
Yeah.
So why?
I didn't have to load any drivers.
No drivers.
No driver. It didn't go... It comes with his chauffeur.
Throw my wife under the bus.
He's got to protect his wife.
He does.
I understand that.
He does. If he didn't, I would be mad at him.
Well, you know, we all have to learn our lessons as podcasters. Be careful what we say.
Hey, Faith and Brad.
Hi, Amy.
I just listened to the Pain and Suffering podcast. And you were talking about playing Nintendo and Super Mario Brothers. That brought back a couple memories. I also never had a Nintendo. My mom and dad, when we were little, we had the Atari, which was way before the Nintendo. And I remember playing Pac-Man, Star Wars, and Popeye. Me and my brother, we loved doing that with the old joysticks and all. And then after that, we didn't have Nintendo, so I remember going over to friends' house and playing Super Mario Brothers and other games and being absolutely crushed because obviously I couldn't practice, but I still enjoyed doing it. And as well, I don't know if you
played
Tron.
Isn't she bubbly?
Tron.
It was also a computer game.
Amy's
and
bubbly.
Then Tetris, I became incredibly addicted to making everything fit and all.
Tetris.
Personal joke. We had a friend who was addicted to Tetris. Remember?
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for the fond memories of early, early 80s games. So, anyway.
Gamers or lamers.
That's all I have to say. And vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Bye, Amy.
We're all lamers because we're all gamers.
Jamie says you're all lame.
Hello.
Oh, no. Swifty.
Thank you.
Hey, Jason Brad, it's Amy. further on in the Pain and Suffering podcast, Chris did mention that the Olive Garden, in his opinion, isn't that great. And I have to agree with him. I'm actually half Italian. My father is full Italian. And so we really know, like, good Italian food.
And they go
run,
to...
Run, Chris. Run, Chris. Go, Chris, run! Run!
He's going to put you in the river.
Concrete chairs for the Sasquatch!
It's just that my parents like the Olive Garden, and so they offered that.
I know, it's what parents do.
And it's not horribly bad, but it's definitely not true Italian food. But anyway, Faith, as you said that you wanted to go to Seattle, and Seattle has, you're absolutely right, incredible seafood. I would definitely encourage you, if you're going to come up and visit, to go eat down at the Piers or Pike's Place Market. They have some amazing
Hello, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. We got way more coastline than Seattle. We
yeah,
way
but
more
you don't
better...
want to eat the fish out of the coastline.
Why not?
Because the coastline is canasty.
It's not canasty. It's cagood.
It's canasty.
We have good seafood here in Texas. You go to Houston. It's great.
Houston. Not here. We're not on the coast. We're in North Texas, almost in Oklahoma.
It's 5 hours from the coast.
It's kind of a long way.
But I'm saying we have good seafood
fresh
here in
seafood.
Texas.
Well, yeah, if you go to Houston.
Houston or Galveston or
But then they don't
Christi
catch
or...
it right there because,
yeah,
ew,
they do.
It's nasty. You didn't want to go in the water. It's so gross.
As well.
Not either. Have you been to Padre? It's
well,
nice.
Padre,
it's
all... but that's not Galveston.
Well, you don't want to go down to the armpit over in Port
that's
Arthur.
Disgusting.
The further south you go, the prettier it is.
Okay, go.
The problem with... The Gulf Coast up there, up north, the North Gulf Coast, is it's too close to New Orleans, where the armpit of the United States is, where Mississippi comes out.
Well, there is one Italian restaurant in the Seattle area. I actually lived in Seattle for about 3 years back during my college days, and there's an Italian restaurant called Buca di Beppo, and it's on Elliott Bay.
Buca di Beppo? That's funny. I like that name.
I'm sorry, I'm not eating someplace called Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, you would. No, that's funny.
Buca di Beppo.
It's pretty amazing. You sit at these big tables, and they serve like a large portion. So when you order,
family
you're going to get a big plate. So it's best to like go with a lot of people, and you can like all share different dishes. But that Italian food is pretty good as well. So anyway, I just thought I would share that. Definitely would love you if you came up to Washington State.
You don't love us if we don't?
Mm-mm.
You
nope.
Definitely obviously have to see
Definitely obviously.
Seattle, but come over on my side, and that would be great too. Anyway, enjoying the podcast. You're doing amazing with the 100 shows before the end of the year. And
I'm tired.
Vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios. Am I going to make
what
it to
100? What are we 100? On? What number are we on,
We're
man?
Done. Last call. This is the last call.
Okay.
Last call.
Hey, guys. This is your local neighborhood emperor.
And it's perfect. It's from
it
the
is.
Emperor
it's
of
the
Kansas.
Emperor. What a way to close the
what
show.
What a way to end.
It's perfect.
And I just wanted to call to tell you that I have become a gamer.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I had the opportunity.
Sorry that you're a lamer gamer.
To purchase a Atari 2600 this week and got a lot of cool games with it, like Pong and Pac-Man.
So, that's funny.
I'm a gamer now.
Where'd you get that at the pawn shop?
Yeah.
They don't even have those. They don't have stuff at all at the pawn shop.
Garage sale.
eBay. So, it's probably more expensive than a current system.
Yeah, I bet. Because so, it's
that,
all.
That kind of gives credence to the
it's
other
all
gamers.
Retro.
So, I'll talk to you later. I've got to finish my game.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, it's good to hear from the Emperor of Kansas. He is at emperorsflame.mypodcast.com if you would like to hear more from him. Also, if you'd like to hear more from us, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
With no calls.
Nope. We're going to have a romantic marriage show.
Maybe. We don't get any calls, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We got lots to talk about romantic marriages and feeling all special and around each other and stuff.
Yeah. Giggly.
Meanwhile, that's quite enough from us. That's 45 more minutes than you probably wanted.
Whoo, yeah.
You signed up for 10, you get 45.
Bios con Dios.
Like I said, we do more, not better.
I said bios con Dios.
Did you bios con Dios me?
Bios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.